Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well and that you were able to be with us last time, and or that you caught up with yesterday's free podcast available at godisministry.org. We did discuss pizza, but we also talked about atonement, the shedding of blood, and the forgiveness of sins. So we had the mundane and the majestic, pizza and Bible theology. As we pick up where we left off, here are a few reminders. We are speaking of the God of grace, and one way to think of grace is like this. God's grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. This is what God does for Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:21. He made garments of animal skin for them, and he clothed them. That is not what they deserved, but that is what they received. Verse 21 reads, "The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them." And we said that this simple verse speaks of the profound truth of Christ's atoning death on the cross, where he shed his own blood for sinners, such as us. So that Genesis is well connected to the rest of Scripture, especially the New Testament life and death and resurrection of our Lord. As God used the skins from dead animals to cover the sin of Adam and Eve, as blood was shed so that skins became garments, likewise, Jesus crucified, his blood was shed so that there will be covering for the sins of all who will believe in Jesus. We read Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, which states clearly, "Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." God says, "Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." Hebrews 9:22. God decided that blood is a requirement for the forgiveness of sin. And this shedding of this animal blood back in Genesis 3:21 definitely, strongly, hints at the shedding of the perfect human's blood, Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. This theme of shedding of blood for forgiveness of sins is thread throughout the Bible, beginning in Genesis. Well, that took us to a very important chapter in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 17. So hopefully you have already read chapter 17 of Leviticus, as I encourage you to do. If not, and should you have access to your Bible, open it now to this third book of the Bible, Leviticus, and put a marker at chapter 17. This text teaches us that blood is very important to God. The verse that really interests us is in verse 11, and we come to that now. God says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood." Remember, I am being concise, and so I must resist a lot of detail, such as a full exposition of this entire chapter. The key point we should take from these words in verse 11 is this. Blood represents the life. Blood and life are synonymous. Blood and life are synonymous. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the person is in the person's blood, and the life of the animal is in the animal's blood. God reiterates this down in verse 14 of this same chapter, Leviticus 17. Let me read for us Leviticus 17, verse 14. "As for the life of all flesh, its blood is identified with its life." Let me read that again so you catch it. "As for the life of all flesh, its blood is identified with its life." That is clear. God says our blood is identified with our life. So as people, our lives are in our blood. As animals, their lives are in their blood. And when God sacrificed animals to make skins for Adam and Eve, blood was shed. And what that does is to point to foreshadow the shedding of blood as a requirement for the forgiveness of sins. Remember Hebrews, "Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Blood is sacred to God because life is sacred to God. And in the New Testament, we read that Jesus shed his blood during the extraordinarily painful ordeal of giving up his life on the cross. And Jesus gave his life, shedding his blood. Why? He did it to cover our sins. The shedding of blood, the death of Christ, covers over the sins of the sinner who is then allowed to go on living. Jesus is our substitute. He died the death intended for us. The life of his flesh was his blood, and he poured out that blood in the death of his flesh in our place. This reminds us of God killed the animals, how their blood was poured out in order that the sin of Adam and Eve could be covered over. So in Genesis 3:21, we have a foretaste of Christ. Why should blood be shed for the forgiveness of sin? Blood is shed for the forgiveness of sin because sin demands our life. Death is the punishment for sin. So to have sins forgiven, someone's life must be taken, someone's blood must be shed, and it is either yours and mine, or it is Christ's. And the marvel and the wonder here is that God accepts the life of Christ as our life, and God accepts the blood of Christ as our blood. I cannot resist quoting the hymn I love so much. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, sing it all day and all night, my friends. There's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so we come back to this. God is the God of grace. God's grace gives us what we do not deserve. None of us deserve to have our sins forgiven. But in Christ, that is exactly what we get. And there is one truth that I want to emphasize as we bring our discussion of verse 21 near completion. I want to set this in your mind as far in as the Spirit of God can get it. God's grace is totally dependent on God. God's grace is not on offer to Adam and Eve, nor is it on offer to us because there is some inherent value in us over someone else, or that we offer something to God and he says, well now, this is worthy of my grace, so here is my grace. Grace is not grace if we do something to deserve it. Here is a scripture many of you will know, but this must always be front and center on our minds. As part of preaching the gospel of grace to ourselves every day, we need to hear this. I am thinking, of course, of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Paul wrote his letter to the church at Ephesus, and he said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." Paul gives us some straight talk on how God's grace works. God saves us by his grace. He gives us the gift of faith, and we use that faith we have been given to believe in Christ. Grace drives this. And the apostle emphasizes, this not of ourselves. We are not worthy of God's grace. We are not worthy of being saved. We are not worthy of receiving the gift of faith. These are not of us. These are of God as gifts. It is the gift of God. Then in verse 9, he keeps pounding away at this. Grace does not come to us as a result of our works. God does not save us as a result of our works. We do not possess saving faith because we have worked it up from within ourselves. No, none of us can boast. None of us can wear salvation from sin as a badge of personal honor. If anyone asks us why we are saved and we begin our answer with the personal pronoun I, then we have given the wrong answer. Answering the question about why or how we are saved always begins with God or Jesus Christ. He gave us his grace as pure gift, not because we earned it. Let's go back to Genesis 3 and find Adam and Eve in the garden in Eden. All they had to offer God was sin. The only work they had done was to sin against the living God, and yet God covered them with the animal skins. God clothed them with garments. The first man and woman humbly received what God had given them because they knew, they really knew it was not deserved. They are really living at the mercy of God now, and so are we. We are more like Adam and more like Eve than we would ever care to admit. We desperately need God's grace. You know, that's why all of the world's religions are false religions. They emanate from the devil and hell because they all teach that good works are what their gods require. There is no grace. It is all about what you do to make yourself worthy of acceptance. And Satan has enslaved untold numbers of people to this demonic way of imagining redemption. But in biblical Christianity, it is not about what we do to be saved. It is only about what God does. I grant you that can be difficult, hard to accept in a works-based culture, but that is only our pride speaking. We want to save ourselves because we think there is at least some small measure of ability in us to do so. Because of pride, we want to take the credit for making it to heaven. But, my dear friend, we have to repent of this sin of pride before God and accept that only He makes us worthy of Himself. I pray you will receive and believe this, and then join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.